ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 66 entitled Pondrak the False Vasudev, text 11 to 14. So we are reading text 11. Pondrako api tad udyogam upalabhye mano maharatha अक्षोहिणीभ्यं संयुक्तो निश्चक्रम पुरद्रुताम् पौण्ड्रक अपि तदुद्योगम् उपलाभ्य महारथ अक्षोहिणीभ्यं संयुक्तो निश्चक्रम परद्रुतम् पौण्ड्रको अपि तदुद्योगम् उपलाभ्यं महारथ अक्षोहिणीभ्यं संयुक्तो निश्चक्रम पुरद्रुतम् पुरद्रुताम् word to word meaning Pondraka. Pondrak, api, and tat, his udyogam, preparations, upalabhya, noticing, maharatha, the mighty warrior, aukshahinibhyam, by two full military divisions, samyukta, joined, nishchakrama, went out, Purad, from the city, Drutam, quickly. Translation by disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Upon observing Lord Krishna's preparations for battle, the mighty warrior Pondraka quickly went out of the city with two full military divisions. There is no Prabhupada, so we will go further. 12, 13 and 14 verses, translation. Pondraka's friend, the king of Kashi, followed behind. O king, leading the rear guard with three Akshoni divisions. Lord Krishna saw that Pondraka was carrying the Lord's own insignia, such as conch shell, disc, sword and club, and also an imitation sarangablo and Srivasta mark. He wore a mock Kaustubha gem, was decorated with a garland of forest flowers, and was dressed in upper and lower garments of fine yellow silk. His banner bore the image of Garuda, and he wore a valuable crown and gleaming shark-shaped earrings. Purport. Srila Prabhupada comments in Krishna book, when the two kings came before Lord Krishna to oppose him, Krishna saw Pondraka face to face for the first time. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagarjatam Sahagana Raghunatam Mitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Badan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanto Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrushabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Presthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swamiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatta Deshatarine Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Krupa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So first of all, I would like to seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas so they can make an attempt to speak on this exalted subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is another pastime of the Lord. Fighting pastime, very beautiful and wonderfully explained by Sukadeva Goswami in this chapter entitled Pondrak, the False Vasudev. So Srimad Bhagavatam, Amala Puran, Spotless Puran, basically it tells four things which are very important. First, it tells who we really are, what's our constitutional position, why we are in this world, where we originally come from, and what's the true purpose of life is. So these are the four things which Srimad Bhagavatam emphasizes. But apart from these four things, which are the most important, it explains the basic basis of all our suffering, whether it's mental, physical or emotional, and also it shows how to get out of it, how to overcome it forever. And the most important, the beauty of Bhagavatam is it helps the conditioned living entity to revive its relationship with the Supreme Lord and thereby experience the joy and happiness in all circumstances. That's the real beauty of Bhagavatam, that it helps to revive, re-establish our lost relationship with the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. Because Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different from the Supreme Lord. It's the sound incarnation. As Krishna left at the end of Dwapar and as Kaliyug began, Bhagavatam has appeared in the form of sound vibration. It's non-different from the Lord. Just as Gita is non-different from the Lord, as it is spoken by Lord Krishna himself, so Srimad Bhagavatam is also non-different from the Lord. And this relationship, reviving the relationship with the Lord, is made so easy in this age of Kali that just by taking to the process of hearing, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, hearing about these remarkable, wonderful pastimes of the Lord, Adbhuta, Krishna Adbhuta Karmana, all activities of Krishna are so wonderful and beautiful and pleasing to the mind, pleasing to the ear. So just by hearing about these different pastimes of the Lord, and what are these pastimes? These are just reciprocation of the Lord with his devotees. So sometimes it may be demigods, sometimes it will be terrible demons. Here Pondrak, who is trying to imitate himself as Lord himself, Vasudev. Sometimes it may be with some saints, sometimes it will be with some ordinary people. But it all ultimately is about relationship, reciprocation of the Lord with his devotees. That is what Srimad Bhagavatam is. And therefore, when we regularly hear Srimad Bhagavatam, the glorious pastimes of the Lord, we get a chance to associate with him. As I explained, that it is non-different from the Lord. Lord's name, fame, qualities, pastimes are non-different from him. So therefore, when we speak, when we hear the pastimes of the Lord, we are directly in association with the Lord. It depends upon the degree of purified consciousness. To the degree, to the extent one is purified, he is actually participating in those pastimes. And through the association, which is highly beneficial, we are able to get the blessings of the Lord. That's the beauty of hearing. The more we try to hear about the Lord, the more we receive the blessings of the Lord. If we are in a receptive mood, in a humble mood, to that extent we'll receive the blessings of the Lord. And by receiving the blessings of the Lord, our hearts get purified from all different contaminations. And the biggest contamination, the biggest problem, the root cause of all suffering is avidya, ignorance. And this ignorance can be dispelled with wisdom, which is Srimad Bhagavatam. And the conditioned soul, since time immemorial, is suffering because of avidya, ignorance. And this avidya will be dispelled only by wisdom, which is given in this beautiful, wonderful literature, Srimad Bhagavatam. And from avidya comes illusion. The conditioned soul is illusioned, thinking himself that he is the doer, he is the Lord, he is the proprietor, he is the enjoyer, he is the controller. And this illusion is dispelled by reality, by truth. Satyam Param Dhimai, Bhagavatam is absolute truth. When one knows what is actual reality, his illusion is dispelled. Nashta Moha Smutir Labda, Arjuna says after hearing Bhagavad Gita, all his illusion is dispelled by Krishna's instructions. So these are the two main effects of hearing Bhagavatam, that the ignorance is dispelled, ignorance and illusion are dispelled by knowledge and truth. So Srimad Bhagavatam presents the truth, absolute truth. And thus when we hear on a regular basis Srimad Bhagavatam, we engage in a valuable meditation. And therefore Srila Prabhupada institutionalized this Srimad Bhagavatam class every day. Like 5 to 9, 9:30 in all ISKCON temples, this is a program. Chanting, hearing and Guru Puja, Darshanarthi, and then comes Bhagavatam class. So hearing about the Lord, it helps us to engage our mind in valuable meditation. And it's not just the mind is engaged, but the soul gets purified of its contamination. And by regularly attending these classes, Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu, one gradually discovers himself and its relation with the Lord. So it's the matter of experience. People say, have you seen God? God is not to be seen. God is to be experienced. And when one experiences the Lord, he automatically sees the Lord. People say, show me God. Prabhupada was always challenged by asking this question, show me God. So Prabhupada used to give a very intelligent answer. That, do you know who is God? First we have to know who is God. Then we can know that person is God. So therefore, discovering ourselves is most important. We have this wonderful course, Journey of Self-Discovery, with many of our devotees do. It's a really revolutionary course where people come and they hear and they get really transformed. So many people have become devotees by attending that course. So this self-discovery, to discover ourselves, is actually not just knowing theoretically that we are not this body, we are soul, but actually experiencing that we are really not this temporary body, but we are really eternal souls. And then the most important thing is to act in understanding. I can say for myself, speaking is very easy, but to act what we speak, to walk your talk, is really a challenge. So therefore, discovering ourselves is not just knowing ourselves and theoretically, jnan. There are so many jnanis who have knowledge, but that knowledge has to be translated into experience and then acting according to the experience. And then when we do that, then we are not affected by the dualities. So therefore, why hearing is considered so important in Kali Yuga? Because when we raise our consciousness, then whatever difficulties, problems come in our life, they don't affect us. It's not that after hearing Bhagavatam, there will be no problems in life. People have a wrong misconception, wrong philosophical understanding about spiritual life. They think that once you become devotee, all the problems will be solved. If I read Bhagavad Gita, all the problems will be solved. Problems will be solved, but the understanding is, material world means there will be always problems. By reading Bhagavad Gita, by hearing Bhagavatam regularly, the problems, it's not that problems will be solved. You get the capacity to tackle those problems. And then, when we get that capacity, when we raise our consciousness, then those problems, difficulties don't affect us. So that's the actual meaning. It's not that the problems will not come to us. So far we are in this material world, we are having this body, problems are going to affect us. And therefore, journey of self-discovery, this discovery means we raise our consciousness, we really try to understand who we are. And when we actually understand we are eternal souls, then all these temporary things, problems, difficulties, they don't much affect. Because we are established in reality. Therefore, Bhagavatam helps us to establish in reality. Satyam Param Dhimahi. What's reality? Krishna is the absolute truth. And we are also eternal part and parcel of the Lord. So when we know this, that is first step. Second is experience. And when we act, then the problems of this material world don't affect us. And therefore, regularly hearing about Krishna's pastimes helps us to elevate our consciousness. And then, we are filled with determination to pursue on this path. We have that confidence to fulfill our duties. Otherwise, one may just renounce his duties artificially. So, we are filled with confidence and determination which help us to fulfill our duties. And then, properly executing them, and this actually results in a bright future, in a glorious destiny. But to discover our real self is not that easy. We have to develop those transcendental qualities. Unless we don't have those qualities, we cannot just understand who we are. Such as humility, tolerance, simplicity, all these qualities which are needed. These are the transcendental qualities in order to which will help us to discover ourselves. And such qualities help us to detach from all materialistic activities, materialistic attachments, particularly or all our bad habits, and attach us to the service of the Lord, which is the most important thing. And through service, we can free from all distress. And therefore, all these pastimes, they emphasize certain qualities, ideal qualities. And when we see them in action, in devotee's life, then we are inspired by those qualities and would like to emulate, we like to incorporate those qualities on our life. And therefore, all the pastimes of the Lord, it is said in one of the purports in the previous chapters, all the pastimes of the Lord are not only blissful, but they are didactic. Meaning that they are designed or intended to teach people something. Didactic means that it is intended specifically. Lord's pastimes are intended to teach something. And therefore, each pastime highlights so many important lessons. We'll try to see from this particular chapter of Paundrak, the false Vasudev. So these particular qualities are highlighted. And then when we see them in action, how the qualities are exhibited by the Lord, his devotees, how the bad qualities are exhibited by the demons, how the divine qualities are exhibited by the devotees, then we are really inspired to incorporate those divine qualities in our personality, in our chitta, in our consciousness. And that helps us to really discover ourselves. So this is the most underlying principle, that hearing is so important, hearing the Krishna's pastimes is so important, that Prabhupada has emphasized by institutionalizing this Srimad Bhagavatam class every day. Because the same pastime will go for the same in the next few days. And everyone knows right from first shloka till last shloka. And it's very short. The purports are also very small. But hearing so many from different devotees, our complete vision changes to look towards that particular pastime. So therefore, this fighting pastime of Lord with Paundrak, actually this is a bad example, but still we can learn so many good things. Paundrak is really a demonic person. Wanted to imitate himself as Vasudev. So it's a bad example, but still we can learn about Lord's merciful nature, how Lord delivered him also. And ultimately, this pastime ends with a very blissful end by getting Sarupya Mukti. Paundrak got Sarupya Mukti. He was delivered. Though he tried that to imitate Vasudev, he was showing that he is Vasudev. But still, Lord delivered. That's the merciful nature. And therefore, all the purposes are fulfilled when one takes shelter of Lord Madhusudana. Therefore, it is said, Siddha Akhila Artha Madhusudana Ashraya. If we take shelter of this process of hearing, if we really take shelter of the hearing process, then all the purposes are solved. All the purposes are fulfilled. So that's the beauty of hearing Krishna's pastime. So many devotees have already discussed this particular pastime, the initial thing. We'll go a little fast just to try to recover what's happening. So the story of Paundrak is very interesting because it proves that there are so many people, foolish people who try to claim themselves as God. And now we see nowadays there are so many gods, incarnations of God. Every day you will come to know there is some new incarnation getting manifesting or born in every city. So even at the time of Lord Krishna, this Poundrak, he wanted to imitate himself as God, as Vasudev. And Sukhdeva Goswami very nicely explains in beautiful verses, this beautiful pastime. Sukhdeva Goswami is saying that once Balram, Lord Balram was away, visiting Nanda's village of in Vrindavan, this king of Kaurusha, Poundrak, his Maharatha, as we explained, as it explained in the today's verse, Maharatha, Upalabhya Maharatha, he was a great warrior. All these demons, they are great warriors. And therefore, they have all this durugun of pride, arrogance, and then comes foolishness. So, Sukhdeva Goswami explains, he was a fool. Why? Because he foolishly thinking, Vasudeva aham iti agyo. He was saying, Vasudeva aham. He was started thinking that I am Vasudev. And therefore, Sukhdeva Goswami, in the first verse itself says, he was foolishly thinking he is Vasudev. And thinking he sent a messenger to Lord Krishna. So that is the foolishness of these demons. That he started thinking. First is thinking. And then beautifully further Sukhdeva Goswami explains. Just like a blind man is not able to see, he takes help of another blind man who can see, who is blind. He takes help of that another blind man, accept as him as a leader. Similarly, here it is explained that Poundrak was foolish and his followers were also foolish. This particular shloka here it is explained that Poundrak was emboldened by the flattery of childish men who told him, you are Vasudev. Tvam Vasudeva Bhagwan. Now here, first he thought, Vasudeva aham. He started thinking, I am Vasudev. And then now his followers are saying, Tam Vasudev. You are Vasudev. That's the problem with the foolish people. And mostly, it happens that the foolish people, they make the leader or make the whom they follow, they raise his position. They praise him to such a position that he cannot take it. So actually, when a leader falls down or he is not able to maintain certain standard, it's actually many times not the leader's fault. It's many times the followers, they take him, they praise him, they worship him like anything. And then what happens? That person starts thinking that, yeah, he is worth of that worship. That's what happened here. He started initially thinking that he is Vasudev. But flattery, these foolish followers of Poundrak, they started flattering him and he actually started imagining. Next stage. How stage by stage it happens? It doesn't happen suddenly. He first started thinking, then came flattery and he started imagining that he is really infallible. Mena Atmanam Achyutam. He started, he is Lord Achyuta, Vasudev. And then further it is explained that Poundraka was a really dull person. Here it is translated as slow-witted. I didn't know the meaning, what is actually slow-witted. I went to the dictionary, Webster's dictionary, and I saw what does it mean, slow-witted. So it is explained, slow-witted means slow to learn, understand things. Mentally dull. Though he was a Maharatha, he was a big king. Spiritually he was dull. He was slow to understand. He started thinking that he is Vasudev. Imagining he is Lord Vasudev. And then he sent a messenger to the Supreme Lord who is unknown. So here it is said in the previous shloka that in the first shloka itself he sent a messenger. Again this third shloka Sukhdeva Goswami explains that Poundraka was acting like an unintelligent child whom other children are pretending as a king. Just like when children play, they appoint one of them as king. And then the one who is appointed as a king, he starts thinking himself as a king, that is foolishness. So here it is said, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, The reason Sukhdev Goswami mentions here for the second time that Pondrak sent a message to Lord Krishna is that the great sage was astonished at Pondrak's extreme foolishness. And the messenger which was sent by Pondrak, he arrives in Dwarka and then he delivers the message to Lord Shri Krishna. On Pondrak's behalf, the messenger says, the message which was written, he read it to Lord Krishna, where Pondrak has written that he is saying, I am the one, the only Vasudev, and there is no other. It is I who have descended to this world to show mercy for the living entities. Therefore, give up your false name. So that's the extent where Pondrak went. He wrote a letter, sending a message to Lord Shri Krishna that I am actually Vasudev, you are false Vasudev. Give up your symbols and have descended to show mercy to the people. That's the extent he went. He wanted to imitate, but that's the level of his ignorance. And ignorance leads to harsh speech. So you are so harsh. Further he says, O Satvata, give up my personal symbols, which out of foolishness you now carry, and come to me for shelter. If you do not, then you must give me battle. So he is claiming himself as Vasudev and he is saying that you are foolish. He is saying to Lord Krishna that you are foolish and you have assumed my symbols, so please give up. And if you not, then prepare to be fight. Instead of taking shelter of the Lord, he wanted the Lord to take shelter. Sukhdev Goswami further says that King Ugrasen and all others in Dwarka, they laughed loudly at this foolishness about the unintelligent Pondraka. So Pondrak was not only a foolish person, ignorant person, but he was less intelligent. Alpa medasha. Pondrakasya alpa medasha, it is explained here. He was really unintelligent. And he had foolish followers. And therefore Prabhupada in one of the purports further says, Pondraka and his followers represent cheaters and the cheated. Because people want to get cheated, there are cheaters. Why there are so many gurus nowadays in Kali Yuga? It's a big market of spiritual gurus nowadays. Why? Because people want something cheap. People don't want to pay the price for what actually spiritual life is all about. And therefore, there are so many so-called gurus, so many gods, so many incarnations. And because they are not really God, no one can become God, they fall prey to all illicit activities, abominable activities, and ultimately they corrupt themselves, and then people lose faith on spirituality also. That's the problem with the modern day cheaters and the cheated. We see nowadays there are so many people. No need to name here. We are not here to name and criticize those false gurus or false gods. But people know. There is one who says he is Lord of the universe. And there is one who used to do Ras Leela. And then what happens ultimately to these people? They boil down to ultimately those all abominable activities. And one of them is imprisoned for having some wrong connections, having illicit connections. So ultimately this happens because of this false mentality. And this false mentality is because of ignorance. The root cause is ignorance. And here, further it is explained, the Lord, after enjoying the jokes of the assembly, told the messenger that give this message to Pondrak. You fool, I will indeed let loose the weapons you boast of in this way. So Krishna sent another message to Pondrak. Yes, definitely I will let loose those weapons when time comes. When you die, O fool, your face covered by vultures, herons and vata birds, you will become the shelter of dogs. So if you don't shelter, you are not going to take shelter of me, but you yourself will become shelter for the dogs, vultures and wild animals. So actually Krishna insults him. But it's that's for the good for this demonic Pondraka. So Pounderak insulted Lord Shri Krishna. Krishna also insulted him. And when the Lord thus spoken, this messenger conveyed this message, insulting reply to Pounderak. Simultaneously, Krishna mounted on his chariot and went to the vicinity of Kashi. At that time, this Pounderak was living with king of Kashi Raj in Varanasi. Therefore, king surrounded the whole city of Kashi. And then this today's verse, it is explained, upon observing Lord Krishna's preparations for battle, the mighty warrior Pounderak quickly went out of the city with two full military divisions. Now wonderfully it is explained that how he had imitated Lord Shri Krishna, Vasudev. These three verses explains every detail about how he had imitated Lord Vasudev. He was carrying all the Lord's symbols, conch shell, disc, sword, club, and also a bow, saranga bow, and then he wore Srivastav mark also. He had Kaustubha jewel, then Vanamala, garland of flowers which Krishna wears, and he was dressed in yellow silk dhoti, it is explained. And then his banner also having the symbol of Garuda, having a valuable crown and sharp shared earrings, Makara Kundala. So this beautiful explanation of Krishna comes in 9th canto, in 10th canto also. Krishna wearing beautiful ornaments and forest garland, Vanamala and Makara Kundala. Everything, he exactly knew how Krishna looked. So that's what his meditation was. He was a really powerful meditator. In one sense if we see. Because unless one doesn't know the details, how can he actually look like Krishna? So he knew exact details. He was a powerful meditator. He was meditating on the 400 form of Lord Vishnu. But problem was his offensive, because he started claiming he is that. Meditation was really good, but when that meditation turned into offensive mentality, where he started thinking he is that person, Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore, it is in Shastra it is explained, even Kamsa and all these demons, they are always meditating on the Lord, but that's unfavorable meditation. That's not recommended. Favorable meditation is recommended by Srila Rupa Goswami. Of course, by meditating, they got mukti. Krishna delivered all these demons, Kamsa, Dantavakra, Shalva, Pondraka, all were delivered by the Supreme Lord. But that's unfavorable meditation, because it's offensive. And here Prabhupada explains, when the two kings came before Krishna to oppose him, Krishna saw Pounderak face to face for the first time. And then beautifully it will be explained in the future verses, where Lord laughed heartily when he saw that the king has dressed exactly, exact imitation. Just like an actor plays a role on stage. So what was the problem with Pounderak? The main problem with Pounderak was he could not estimate his own position. That was his main problem. He started thinking what he was not. And therefore, most of the time in Kali Yuga, we try to pretend what we are actually not. And that's the Pounderak mentality. So he could not estimate his own position. That was the problem with Pounderak. And he started thinking that he is Vasudev, and then because he was flattered by his followers, he started imagining, and then he actually thought that, yeah, he is Vasudev. He claimed himself Vasudev, and he spoke to Krishna in a very harsh way. So therefore, the main Durgun or the demonic quality which is exhibited by Pounderak here is arrogance. Dambha darpa abhimanascha krodha paurusham evacha adnanam chabi jatasya partha sampade masurim. Practically, if you see, if you go through the purport of 16.4, practically all these demonic qualities are manifested by Pounderak. Dambha, first, pride. Darpa is arrogance. Abhimana, he was full of conceit. Krodha, harshness, paurusham. He was harsh in his speech. and most important, Ajnanam, was totally ignorant of his own position. And therefore it is said that he has all these demonic qualities. If we see all these demonic qualities, we see in Pondrak. But most important is arrogance. Here we see, because there is a conversation, message in the form of the which is sent to Lord Krishna, where he speaks so arrogantly and harshly. So actually, arrogant people, one of the characteristics of arrogant people is they make life miserable for themselves and also for those who are under them. And here also we see Pondrak, he was so arrogant, he made himself miserable by challenging Supreme Lord Krishna that he is Vasudev. But he had made all his followers also miserable, because all were destroyed. There was a big fight and Krishna literally destroyed everyone. Everything was burned to ashes, it is explained. Just like at the time of devastation, the fire of dissolution completely burns to ashes. Everything was destroyed completely. The whole Kashi city, further it is explained, is been burned by because of this whole thing. So that's the characteristic of arrogant people, that they make themselves miserable and they make the people who are below them are themselves as miserable. They ruin everything. Everything is completely destroyed. Another characteristic of arrogant people is that it's very difficult initially to detect, to recognize that they're really arrogant. Because they do not exhibit this behavior to those who are very important to them. So this particular quality, these followers, they never came to know. Because the followers were always praising him, and he started imagining, yeah, what the followers are saying is really, it's true. So arrogant people are generally, it's very difficult to recognize, because they may not exhibit the behavior with those who are close to them. But only when time comes, the real true character comes out. As the true character comes out, when their flattery was, he was flattered so much to the extent that he started imagining, and then he started thinking that he is really Lord Vasudev. So therefore this quality or Durgun is really destructive quality, demonic quality. And therefore arrogance actually, it leads to destructive, it's a destructive behavior. And therefore an arrogant person, he has a puffed up ego. Here also the Pondrak was puffed up. He was full of pride and he's speaking in such harsh words, because he was lacking the reality. The problem was, again, he was unaware of his own position. He could not estimate his own position. That was his problem. And therefore, the people who are really humble, who have formed a foundation of spiritual qualities, they don't have ego problems. And Kali Yuga, these qualities, divine qualities, are really lacking. And therefore, there are so many ego problems, clashes, relationship problems. Ultimately, everything boils down to false ego. Any problem, if we see, it just crops up from the false ego, ahankar. And therefore, these qualities, divine qualities, when we incorporate in our lives, then actually the problem of ego is solved. So the problem of Pondrak was, he could not estimate his own position because of ignorance, avidya. Therefore, he foolishly started thinking that he is Vasudev, then he was flattered, then he was started imagining, and then ultimately he used harsh speech towards the Lord. Abuddha, it is explained, unintelligent, alpamedashah. All these demonic qualities are explained by Sukadeva Goswami in these previous verses. Agya, ignorant. So arrogance is because of ignorance, avidya. So therefore the most important thing, we'll try to just speak another 5 minutes, that the root cause of our suffering is avidya, ignorance. And from ignorance comes everything. Avidya. All the problems start because of ignorance, avidya. And therefore, how do we get rid of avidya? Ignorance is very nicely explained. I was just reading the 8th canto, And in these three verses where King Satyavrata prays to Lord Matsya, and in these three verses the solution is given. I just read those prayers. I was just reading those prayers offered by Satyavrata to Matsya Avatar, and I found that this is actually the solution. All these three verses, they give the solution to how do we come out of avidya, ignorance. First step, what one has to do, everyone knows this. It's not that something new we are going to speak. Everybody is reading Bhagavatam. First step, as Srila Rupa Goswami says, accepting a spiritual master. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Smai Shri Guru Venama. It's the Guru who, with the torch of knowledge, helps us to come out of avidya. So the first principle is acceptance of Guru. Krishna is the supreme spiritual master. Or sometimes Krishna sends his own representative, or he incarnates himself. So either we accept Krishna as the supreme personality of God, as the supreme spiritual master, or his representative, who is representing. So first principle is accepting Lord as spiritual master. Beautiful prayer where the translation shows, says, the king prayed to Matsya Avatar. It is said, Anadi avidya upahata atma samvidas tan mula samsara parishram maturaha yadrachaya upashra yam apnuyur vimuktidona paramo gurur bhavan. This is Bhagavatam 8th canto 24th chapter 46th verse, where it is explained, by the grace of the Lord, those who have lost self-knowledge since time immemorial, and who because of ignorance are involved in a material conditioned life full of miseries, obtain a chance to meet a Lord's devotee. I accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead as my spiritual master. So here Matsya, Lord Matsya has given darshan, and King Satyavrata accepts the Lord as the spiritual master. It's only by the mercy of the Lord that one gets a spiritual master. So here, Supreme Lord is present before Satyavrata, and Satyavrata accepts him as the supreme spiritual master. Paramo Gurur Bhavan, supreme spiritual master. He is the spiritual master of all spiritual masters. And therefore, accepting representative of Supreme Lord is also a bona fide way how we actually overcome ignorance. Therefore, in morning prayers also, first thing, as soon as the darshan opens, we take the darshan of the Lord and we offer obeisances to our spiritual master. First principle in spiritual life. Rupa Goswami also says, after 64 items, first is accepting spiritual master. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. First thing we do in the morning is we remember the Supreme Lord by remembering the Guru, spiritual master. Because spiritual master helps us to come out of ignorance. And when one comes out, by the help of the spiritual master who is a Vaya Media, we get Krishna. And it's the other way around also. By mercy of Krishna, as it is said, we get mercy of the Supreme Lord, we get a spiritual master. And by spiritual master's mercy, we get the Supreme Lord. It's not that directly we can contact the Supreme Lord. No. Here, because Lord was in front of him, he is accepting as him the spiritual master. And Prabhupada writes in the purport that anyone who is representing the Supreme Lord should be accepted as a bona fide spiritual master. Acharya mam vijaniyat. Sakshat dharitna dharitna samasta sastra. Spiritual master is not God, but he is representing God. So therefore, he has to be respected as equal as we respect Supreme Lord. So this is the first principle for overcoming ignorance, accepting Lord as spiritual master. Second is rendering service to the Lord, which is most important. Jano abuddha ayam nija karma bandhana सुखेच्छ कर्म समहिते सुखम यत सेवया तम विदुनोति असतमतिम ग्रंथिम स भिंद्यात हृदयम स नो गुरु. अगेन द वर्ड इज यूज्ड इज गुरु हियर. In hopes of becoming happy in this material world, the foolish conditioned soul performs fruitive activities that result only in suffering. But by rendering service to the Supreme Person of Godhead, one becomes free from false desires for happiness. May my Supreme Spiritual Master cut the knot of false desire from the core of my heart. So Poundrak also was having this false thinking. He was falsely thinking, having the desire, trying to imitate the Supreme Lord. So this false desire to become happy, as soon as we get this body, avidya, we are in ignorance. We are under the three modes. And as soon as we get the body, we start functioning on that level, bodily level. We start thinking, I am this body, forgetting the original constitutional position, that we are soul. That's the danger of avidya. As soon as one is ignorance, he starts identifying with the body and in relation with the body. And therefore he starts thinking, I am the creator, I am the enjoyer, I am the proprietor. So that's the problem with Poundrak also. He started identifying. And therefore the root cause was ignorance. That can be overcome only by rendering service to the Lord. Yat sevayatam vidunoti asanmatim. This unclean mentality can be overcome only by yat sevayatam. Only by service. By rendering service to the Supreme Lord. So that's the power of devotional service, that only by rendering devotional service to the Lord, one can overcome ignorance. And then what is the result of such service? It is explained that one who wants to be free from material entanglement should take to the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and give up the contamination of ignorance involving pious and impious activities. He should start rendering service to the Lord, giving up jnana, karma, everything. Jnana karma di anavrutam, and start rendering pure devotional service. Thus, one regains his original identity, just like a block of gold or silver when put in fire. It regains his original spiritual identity. Similarly, when one renders pure devotional service to the Lord, which is like fire, and in that fire, the soul, which is conditioned, gets purified, and it establishes its relationship with the Lord. That's the result of rendering service to the Supreme Lord. So therefore, the recommended process for decontamination, Prabhupada says in the purport, is devotional service to the Lord. Yat sevaya. Unless we don't render service to the Lord, one cannot overcome ignorance. Therefore, to conclude, what we spoke today is Poundrak represents this mentality of trying to become the Lord, trying to think that I am the creator, I am the enjoyer, I am the source of everything. So he was also meditating on the Lord, but that is unfavorable meditation. He was trying to imitate the Lord, but it was unfavorable imitation. But Lord is merciful. Ultimately, he had a battle with Lord, Supreme Lord Krishna, and ultimately was killed and given liberation, Sarupya Mukti. So that's the glory of the Lord, that if enemies can get liberation, then what to say of the devotees, yat sevaya, who worship the Lord and render service. So there is no doubt about them that they will get a that they will perfect their lives by rendering service to the Lord. And this is the most important thing which we learn in this particular section, that ignorance is root cause of everything. And only by rendering service, accepting Guru, and under His guidance, rendering service to the Supreme Lord, we will be able to overcome ignorance and re-establish our relationship with the Supreme Lord, which is the goal of human form of life. And then, we will never fall prey to this mentality of advertising oneself as something, as a controller, enjoyer, and to the extent one when goes to the extreme, thinking himself God. So Prabhupada writes in one of the purports here, he says, any rascal or fool who advertises himself as God is the greatest fool in human society. And therefore Prabhupada's purports are so revolutionary that we cannot accept any man, any mortal man as an incarnation. It's just foolishness to accept any man as God. It's ignorance because people are in ignorance. People are not aware what's reality. That's the problem with Pondraka. He was not aware of the reality. People are also, therefore it is said, cheaters and cheated. Because people are not aware, there are cheaters. People want to get cheated, therefore there are cheaters. So we cannot blame that there are so many incarnations of God, so many false God coming up. We are fools to accept them as God or incarnation. So if we are aware, how we can become aware by reading Srila Prabhupada's book, clear cut understanding is given, who can be accepted as God? Not that just because when someone dresses exactly like Lord Vasudeva, as Pondraka was dressed, it's not that he has become God. It's just like an actor performing giving some performance on stage. But people start thinking that he is really God. So therefore, these purports help us to understand what's actually constitutional position. Who can be accepted as God? Therefore, these are really thought-provoking, enlightening purports. If we take to these purports, follow, know, understand, experience, then one will not fall prey to such false incarnations. Therefore, these books are revolutionary. The more we preach, more we distribute, people will not fall prey to such false incarnations. That's the modern day problem. People are taking to wrong things. Why? Because we are not able to reach them. If we try to reach them, then all these incarnations will have no standing in the society. So this is a wonderful pastime about Pondrak, the false Vasudev. Hare Krishna. So we'll stop here. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Srimad Bhagavat Puran ki, Jai Hare Krishna. Ugh.